Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's Highs and Lows in Wrestling on the unofficial WWE podcast. My name is Mimi Burris, and today is Saturday, March 6th, 2021, and we have a whole lot to talk about per usual, so let's not waste any time and let's jump right in.
Hardy with a powerful right hand knocking Sammy Guevara through the stage.
I want a divorce. Oh!
I told you I was gonna ruin yours!
I feed my whole family with this title!
All right, everybody, I hope you have all had a wonderful week. Before we jump into the low for the week, I do want to quickly mention that if you listen to my AEW review on Thursday, I think that dropped on Thursday, I also had some preview and predictions for the pay-per-view Revolution coming up tomorrow night, actually. I did think I forgot to mention a couple things, a match here or there, or a match either on the pay-per-view or actually on the Dynamite itself, but I don't know, it was late. Poor time management on my part. I got pretty tired, and I just wanted to apologize for that, too. But we will definitely make sure we give a full coverage dropping Monday night for the AEW Revolution review show. So I'm excited to watch that tomorrow and excited to talk to you guys about it. So moving on with that out of the way, let's just jump right into our low for the week. So as per usual, there was some really crappy stuff this week. I mean, we can start with NXT and that sham of a WWE Tag Team Championship match, Women's Tag Team Championship match. I was like begging and hoping, praying to the wrestling gods, aka Triple H or Vince McMahon, whoever was in charge of this, that they would just put the frickin' Women's Tag Team Championship titles on NXT. And of course, there was some shenanigans, and now we have a totally unearned, unqualified tag team match, women's tag team match with Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair at Fastlane. Meanwhile, in the shadows lies Naomi and Lana, who have still yet to get their tag team match opportunity. Not that I am yearning for that championship match, but I mean, logic, guys, logic just doesn't exist in this company. And this is the first time I wanted to see someone punch Adam Pearce in the face, because why is he on NXT? William Regal is my favorite authority figure of all time. The man does a great job. Go away, Adam Pearce. And so that was annoying as all hell. But the wrestling, besides a couple botches here and there, I mean, Dakota Kai's kicks just like weren't connecting. And like, if you're going to sell an injury, man, sell an injury. Like the whole match, not just when it's convenient. But that is a problem across all brands, so I will not single them out. But yeah, that I was high expectations for that match and did not deliver. The rest of the NXT show pretty much stunk too. It's kind of like they heard that Shaq was going to be on AEW and they just gave up, because I would give this show a D+ altogether. Nothing really exciting. Just, you know, the typical grappling wrestling over and over and over again that just seems to not really work with no crowd. LA Knight promo that just sounded scripted as heck, and yeah, nothing that stood out. So, you know, failure to NXT this week. I hate to say it, but otherwise, though, you know, I'm not going to give NXT actually any low for the week, because you guys are going to hear me rant about Braun Strowman this week, which I don't think I've done yet on this show, so I'm giving myself a pass. But the official low for the week is going to go over to Raw for the Tag Team Championship match between the Hurt Business and Braun Strowman and Adam Pearce. This is not Adam Pearce's week in my eyes, I guess. So let me preface it with this. I think that watching paint dry is more entertaining than watching Braun Strowman do practically anything besides maybe run around the ring and, you know, hockey check people. I don't mind that. I'm not even going to, what is it called? The Strowman Express or whatever. To me, it just looks like he's like checking people into boards. I love that. And that's about the only thing that Braun Strowman does that I like. I hate his finisher, hate him on the mic, hate his voice, hate his like super tight olive green shirts that like just accentuate his man nipples. I think I'm allowed to say that here on this PG show. Well, I just did. So, I mean, Braun Strowman shows them off on a PG televised show. So, I'm saying it on this podcast. I hate this guy, and not the guy. I don't know. I don't even know his real name, but I'm sure the real person is a really nice dude. I've actually seen him, you know, here and there on social media, and he seems like a nice guy. I hate the character Braun Strowman, and I always want to make that clear. I'm talking about the character. I don't have a personal vendetta against whoever the real guy's name is. But this is what went down. Braun Strowman calls out Shane McMahon and Adam Pearce, and he says that essentially you guys suck and you're cheating me out of opportunities. And then Shane, who, if you listen to Matt's Wrestling Nostalgia this week, deserves a lot of praise for what he did do in the day, but God, is he annoying. Ever since Raw Underground, or really ever since that whole Daniel Bryan, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, AJ Styles shtick, nothing's been nearly as good as Shane O'Mac can usually give us. And I usually get excited to see Shane, and I can't believe they're pumping in like the Shane.mp3 chats or chants. I'd be booing Shane because he's just annoying right now. Comes out and cuts his terrible promo about how he takes classes and learns how to resolve issues and, you know, and then calls Braun Strowman stupid, essentially. I'm, like, really dumbing this down. But actually, I'm not really dumbing it down much more than it was dumbed down on Raw. So, Braun Strowman and his big man nipples say, Shane, you suck. And then they give him Shane gives him and Adam Pearce a tag team match against the Hurt Business. But in all seriousness, really, another, besides just Braun Strowman's, like, yelling, spitting, terrible promos with his big, scary voice that would maybe scare me if I was a two-year-old child, besides all that stuff, the real problem I had with this was it made the Hurt Business look so weak. Your champions, and this is a whole nother issue, but your champions are supposed to be the best of the best in whatever they are champions of. So your tag team champions are supposed to be the best of the best. Right? Let me, not to make the AEW comparison, but I'm going to do it. AEW, who's your AEW World Heavyweight Champion? Kenny Omega, one of the best wrestlers on the planet right now, right? Yes, he's a heel. He cheated to win, essentially, or at least, you know, stole the title in the first place. But the man can wrestle, and he is incredible, and he's protected as all hell. Who are your AEW Tag Team Champions? The Young Bucks. Probably one of the greatest tag teams of all time, again, on the planet. Who is your AEW Women's Champion? Kara Shida, right? Again, there's a little bit more maybe of an argument to be made about that, but when she gets in the ring, it is, you know, between the ropes, she is unbelievable. And TNT Champion Darby Allin, right? Again, he beat Brian Cage. That is how much, in a clean finish, and that is how much they are protecting these guys who are their champions because they value the championship title belts. When you have 15 of them on this show in total, right, it's pretty hard to value them. And so the Hurt Business looked like a bunch of weenies tonight out against Braun and Adam Pearce. They just won with your, you know, the most devastating move in WWE, in all of wrestling. The roll-up, rolled up Adam Pearce. Braun Strowman looked like even more of an idiot for falling for this whole thing, or I don't know. Shane looks stupid on the outside. This is terrible analysis, but this is just how I felt, guys. Like, raw, uncut, no notes. I'm just telling you exactly how I felt when I watched this. I was so just unbothered and annoyed, and I have no interest in a Strowman and Shane McMahon match at WrestleMania. I really don't. Cool. Shane McMahon's probably going to get thrown off something really tall, and then we won't see him for 6 months to 12 months. I won't mind that. Like, what else is new? You know what I mean? And probably steal a spot on the card from somebody else who should be doing that, who's worked hard. Probably going to take Mustafa and Kofi Kingston's spot, who should be having a match at WrestleMania. I hated this. Everybody looked bad. Everybody came out. The monster among men looks like the idiot among men. Really the idiot among boys. And someone get Braun Strowman a t-shirt. Because I'm sick of these. I'm not going to say it again, I promise, but I'm sick of these tight tops he's wearing. And that's it. I'm going to move on. Let's talk about some good stuff because there was plenty of it. Actually, I take it back. Before we go into any of the good stuff, God, this Charlotte Flair beating Shayna Baszler, just like, I understand she's Charlotte Flair. Don't book these two against each other. Like, whatever happened to jobbers? Charlotte Flair and Shayna Baszler should not be a match on a regular Raw. Or if it is, there should be some buildup to the both of them. Shayna Baszler looks like a weenie right now, too. I guess that's the word of the day today on this podcast, is weenie. But because they're booking her 50-50 or terribly, and Charlotte Flair is probably in my... Like, you guys have heard me say it before. She's my favorite women's wrestler of all time, if not probably wrestler of all time. I think she's unbelievably naturally talented. But all this 50-50 booking on the card is just killing the talent. And yeah, so I hated this match as well, and I did want to just throw that out there. But I mean it this time. No more negative stuff. Let's talk about some of the good stuff, and let's get into the high of the week. And so this week I was super tempted to give this to the Shaq match, actually, on AEW, just because of how wonderfully surprised I was by it and how great it was. And if you haven't heard my thoughts on that, again, you can check it out on the AEW podcast. Same on this same podcast, just dropped on Thursday. And I also really loved the press conference from Jericho and MJF. But I usually love to stick with a good story on this podcast, and that kind of drives my decisions. But this also had a good story and a great wrestling match, which was Drew McIntyre and Sheamus to open Monday Night Raw. Before I go into this match, though, I do want to say that the fact that this match was freaking on Monday Night Raw to open the show, nonetheless, they've been building this storyline for like months. Am I wrong? I didn't understand this. Like, they can't even put it on Fastlane, which is like the trial pay-per-view for Peacock. Like, They had a something going here and put Drew McIntyre in like a real, like, they're just, it's like this, you know, hot-shotting and needing to just throw things out at us all the time. Like, we can't just like have something that we can savor for a moment. It's like, I guess the best analogy I can give is like someone just keeps trying to like shove, I don't know, whatever your favorite candy is, like down your throat and down your throat and down your throat. And when you keep doing it over and over again, I don't know, have you ever eaten so much of a type of candy that you just start to resent it? Like, Sour Patch Kids. I can't eat Sour Patch Kids without like wanting to cry anymore because my tongue hurts so much. It's like that to me. It's like you just keep shoving this stuff that should be good, right? Drew McIntyre versus Sheamus should be a good match. We should be excited about it. Why are you shoving it down my throat on a Monday Night Raw? I understand that TV is more important now than on the network or on Peacock or on pay-per-view. TV just makes more money with sponsors and all that stuff like that. So I get that. And if we have to stick with that, then can you at least advertise this match? This wasn't even advertised. If it was, it wasn't even advertised 24 hours beforehand. So sad, because this was an amazing match between these two guys. A+, in my opinion. I mean, they say you do your best work with the people you trust the most or your closest friends. And you could see that with these two guys. Like, this deserved, at least if it wasn't for a title shot, like, I could have seen this on the WrestleMania card. Keep building the story out. I don't know, have someone injure somebody else and the other person's off. Like, have Sheamus do something to McIntyre where he's injured and off TV for a while. That takes him out of the title feud and keeps this storyline going, and you can put it on the WrestleMania card. Just like a nice mid-card match for the show that will really get people energized, because this match was totally worthy of it. These guys proved that they can, like, and from what I hear, it was mostly improv. You know, they didn't have a lot of time to plan this. And I bet that's why it was so good. Because nobody else had their hands on this to meddle with it and screw with it. I mean, like, the storytelling of doing, you know, each other's moves. And that finish with the Claymore. It's kind of like, I figured they were going to do something like that. But where they did the Claymore while Sheamus was going for the brogue kick, and I couldn't really like see it so well when they had it in regular motion, for whatever that's called, but when they put it in slow motion, you could see that Sheamus just ate that Claymore kick like a champ. And unbelievable, you know, that this match was no hype on Raw, but and not on Vaseline or WrestleMania, but these two guys put on a clinic. I mean, if you want to see snug wrestling, I guarantee these guys are still sore today, because even just like the 10 beats of the Bowerin or whatever it's called that both McIntyre and Sheamus did to each other, like that, I've heard that bump hurts to take. And they didn't pull a single punch. Everything looked brutal in this match, and snug and tight, and these guys put on a show. Like I said, the right man won, Drew McIntyre. I was super into this match, and I don't have a lot more to say about it. You know, I'd love to be able to go on, but, you know, if you missed this on Monday Night Raw for any reason, go back and watch it. The worst part about this is that no one's really going to remember this match, and it deserves more than it got, for sure. So that's all I have to say about this match, and that is the high for the week, and I think we're a little bit shorter than normal this week, but I will not forget about our random match recommendation this week, which is none other than the 2009 Bragging Rights pay-per-view, John Cena versus Randy Orton in an Iron Man match. This is a full hour-long Iron Man match. I can't remember the last time we had one of those. Amazing match, in my opinion, because I loved John Cena and Randy Orton at the time, but looking back on it, it did not necessarily age as well. But if you're in the mood for just a typical guilty pleasure old 2009 rivalry between Randy Orton and John Cena, I don't know why you'd be in that mood, but if you're in that mood, then this is the match to go watch. I recommend it. If you've got an hour and you want something on in the background, you know, these guys, as much criticism as they get, you know, they did do some great work together. And this was a real story. There was a story behind this match, and that's what kept me invested, because the wrestling definitely couldn't have done that by itself. But, yeah, so that is your random match recommendation for the week, guys. And those are your highs and lows. And tomorrow night, like I said, we've got AEW Revolution, and that means Monday I will be dropping my review show. If you want to give me your thoughts on whether the highs and lows of the week or anything on AEW, you can email me at mimi.realwwepodcast@gmail.com. I always forget that real part. Yeah, send me your thoughts, guys. I would love to hear what you have to say. I already got a nice long email about AEW that we will cover, obviously, not on this show, but on Monday's show. And then I'll talk to you guys on Thursday after that with the Dynamite review show. So thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. And I hope you all have a wonderful week. And I will talk to you next time.